California has been awarded nearly $15 million from the American Rescue Plan as part of a Biden administration push to expand mental health resources around the country that will go towards upgrading the suicide prevention hotline from the regular 10-digit phone number to the simpler 988 dialing code. For more, we're joined on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline now by Dr. David Spiegel, Director of the Center on Stress and Health and Medical Director of the Center for Integrative Medicine at the Stanford University School of Medicine. Thank you so much for joining us. Let's start by talking about the shortening of the number. Why is that so important, and what's it going to take to get that out there?
Thank you. Yes, it's very important because at the time that someone is so despairing that they're considering suicide, any kind of response is a message to them that their lives have value and they should do what they can to stay alive. So just being unable to get the number and connect could cost lives. Suicide is the leading cause of death among young people in the mid-teens to through the 20s. And it's a very fragile, dangerous moment. So anything that can connect them to help at a moment like that has the potential to save lives.
Right. We all know with the success of 911, it's a number everyone knows since there's a kid, since they're kids. Do you think that we'll all have 988 in our heads like that someday?
Well, I hope so. I hope so. It's certainly a step in the right direction, and California is taking the lead in taking advantage of it. And I hope that will be the case. I don't see why it shouldn't be as effective.
So a lot of this money is going to California, is going across the country, but we're getting a large amount of it. What are some of the other areas where we could use some improvement when it comes to suicide response in California?
Well, you know, the first thing for people to keep in mind is it is never a mistake if you hear a hint that someone is thinking of suicide to ask them about it. It is a mistake not to ask them, because then they'll think nobody really cares whether I live or die. The second thing is that half of the suicide deaths occur with firearms. And so having this system in place is a reminder also that we can do things to make the environment safer so it's less easy for people to harm or kill themselves. So there's a lot we can do in that immediate danger period that can make the difference between life and death. Think like an emergency room in a hospital. If you have a heart attack, there's a limited amount of time. If you get there in time, you can save someone. If you don't, you won't. So being able to act quickly when someone needs help is crucial.
And putting large amounts of money towards the issue like this, has that been shown to help in the past, even if just to get the word out that there is help available?
Well, people have worked for years using the, 10-digit current suicide hotlines, and they work. They help people. Having somebody immediately available, you need to connect them then to good mental health services. And we know that period of the first month after someone has begun to address their depression and suicidal ideation is a crucial, dangerous time. It's a time when they still may act on what they're thinking about. So anything we can do to connect the immediate contact with meaningful mental health care can save lives.
Thank you so much for your expertise on this important issue. Dr. David Spiegel, Director of the Center on Stress and Health and Medical Director of the Center for Integrative Medicine at the Stanford University School of Medicine.